how are you doing?
I hope you are. Hoping for a little bit more sunshine today.
Everything up here is starting to get waterlogged with the rain we've been getting.
For sure. Are you headed to the hospital?
Making my morning trip.
On this, or is he coming home soon?
Right now, it looks like he's going to go to, I don't know what you call him, like a rehab center, I guess is the best thing to do, call it, for some more rehab. I'll find out today for sure, I believe. So, we'll see.
They usually go there when they're not quite sick enough to still stay at the hospital, but they're not ready to quite go home yet, and they can still get the care they need.
I just hope he hadn't plateaued and this is as far as he gets. If so, the family's going to have to make some decisions.
To make. I hate it for you.
Fortunately for me, I'm not the one that has to make it this time. I've had my turn at that wheel, and it is not fun.
Be affected by part of this thing at some point in our life. Either the end of our life or the end of someone we know or care about.
If we stay here long enough, that's our destiny.
I need to talk with my kids more about it so that it's not a last-minute thing they have to suddenly think about.
Roger that. Sorry about that. I was trying to get me something cold to drink right quick. But let's move on to a little lighter subject.
How long of a drive is it to where you're going this morning?
15 minutes. I'm pretty close, but I'll lose the repeater before I get there. Or I say I normally lose the repeater before I get there. I have a different radio, different antenna, different coax all in here this morning trying to see what's going on.
Running, and what antenna?
And then the Yaesu FTM-500, and it has the Comet 2x4 antenna on a Nagoya mag mount.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I'm not familiar, but doing good so far. I was in a little one of my bad areas that I seem to spend all day in, or a good bit of the day in, as I'm headed into work.
What you mean, right down in that area is kind of rough. Once you get down there around 123 on 25.
If Piedmont Highway, I can be on 85, I'm good, except for under the bridge there at Augusta Road, but White Horse Road is good, 25 at 85, but something about Piedmont Highway, which is just, three-quarters of a mile down the road, and all down Piedmont Highway, is just rough. I don't know what the deal is. It's like there's an RF cancellation spot right there.
To an RF tunnel.
RF tunnel.
I'm doing pretty good on my end this morning, so I can't complain about it at all.
What were you running in there? Was it the ID-5100?
I had the ID-5100 in here, and then at Waynesville, me and a gentleman traded radios because he was looking for the ID-5100, and so I traded radios with him. And the radio worked great up till, I don't know, about a week and a half ago, and I don't know if something went wrong with the coax or what, but it's what we're trying to experiment with this morning.
You traded with him, or was it a different one?
Radio I traded with him.
Doing good so far. Could have been an antenna or a coax issue.
Figuring that's why I kind of started there. So we move things around, things happen, and that was the only thing that really got moved. So we'll see, because the radio is in here working. I don't know, for about a week and a half before it started acting up.
The other antenna mounted and just trying something new?
No, I just temporarily put this one in. I didn't take the time to run it behind the coax behind all the panels and everything. because I was just seeing if that's what it was, but looks like that's what we're going to be doing. But the other one, it's inside the car. I pulled it off the roof. I didn't no point in having three antennas up there.
For me, but I didn't get much of that.
I don't know. We'll try again. I said there's no point in having three antennas up there.
Yep. So that was perfect that time. I think it was me, another RF dead zone.
About this radio is it's got a scope on the front of it, so I can kind of tell a little more about how the signal is up here.
The signal meter that I had an old Kenwood, one of my first mobile radios that actually had the strength meter when you spoke as well, so you could kind of watch it flutter, and I don't know why I like that. This one, the meter gets goes more across the screen as the more power you know, you set it on the different power settings. So right now there's just like three little bars showing. But I like that Kenwood that it modulated, the meter modulated with my talking.
That at least lets you know that you're getting out. The radio's putting something out anyway.
Radios though, I did buy a Kenwood years ago, another one, and that's the one I used in my work truck for a long time until those filters went out, but every Yeezy radio I've had, this one here, goodness, I've probably had more than 15 years. It was in my old truck for a long time, you know, my personal truck, and I moved it over to this one, it's that 2900.
That 2900's been around a while, and everybody seems to like it. I like my Kenwood, the 710s, I like those, but you can't get them anymore unless you buy them used, and then you got to be careful what you're doing, but I still like them, but so far I'm liking this Yaesu. It's a lot like my FT5D on the menu screens and all that, so it's pretty easy for me to move around in, and I like the color screens, easy for me to just glance up and read over that. 5100 that had the chromatic LCD screen.
Sounds like you got a good deal there. I hope it keeps working. I hope the radio, there's nothing wrong with it. It's still sounding good, but I am close and I may not be making it now, so I'll go ahead and let you go. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Shane, you be careful out there and you made it in just fine. And I'm getting to the point where I normally lose the repeater anyway, so good timing. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.